It's The Takeaway. I'm Dan Blumberg. The Mets collapsed, the Yankees never came together, and for the first time in more than a decade, there will be no baseball in New York this October. That means fans here may focus on other sports a little earlier than usual this year. Football, basketball, maybe even hockey. The NHL sure hopes so. It's been trying to attract new fans by playing games outdoors and starting the season in Europe, where the Rangers get underway tomorrow. Joining us now is Lynn Zinser. She writes about hockey for the New York Times. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. The NHL has struggled to compete with football, baseball, and basketball for a while. How healthy would you say the league is right now?
I'd say it's a little healthier, maybe, than it has been in the last couple of years. I think that their web presence, they have improved, and they're getting a little movement on that. And some of these events, playing games outdoors and starting games in Europe, have given it a little more buzz than it's had in recent years, but it's still struggling behind the other sports.
Well, part of the reason the NHL is making such a big push online is because it gave up its TV contract with ESPN. It's now on the much less well-known Versus. Any chance they're going to get a better TV contract?
I think that it's a possibility. They re-upped not that long ago, but I think that it's constantly on the minds of people that this television situation needs to change. What's happened, coming off of ESPN, what it's done is kind of taken hockey out of the mainstream sports consciousness. Not only do they not show the games, they don't show the highlights on their highlight shows, they don't promote the game, they don't talk about the games, they don't talk about things really until the playoffs start at all. And I think that's really kind of hurt their quest to draw more fans to the game, attract some, you know, just casual sports fans to the sport.
A definite good sign was the outdoor game that was played last year in Buffalo. Another one is scheduled this year for New Year's Day at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Do you think New York is going to get one of these outdoor games?
I think they might. It's certainly a setting that they're looking for. Sure, how many they have has something to do with how successful this one is going to be. Last year's was spectacular. First of all, Buffalo has just some of the most rabid hockey fans, so 77,000 people packed into the stadium to watch the game, and then it snowed. I'm not sure we would be talking about this if it hadn't snowed, because it just made for the most incredible scene. I think people just kind of breezing by it on the television dial must have stopped and said, oh my God, that's incredible. So I think a lot of this is going to have to do with how successful this next one is in Wrigley Field. If it's as successful as the last one, I think you'll see one every year.
Now, the Rangers open their season in Prague this weekend. Other games are going to be played in Sweden as well. This effort to win European fans comes as the NHL is actually facing some competition from a European league called KHL. Is North America in danger of losing out on top talent to European teams?
I think the only danger is losing some Russians to the KHL, which is a Russian league. They have a lot of money at their disposal and have really tried to keep some of their Russian stars at home. Now, you might notice that the top Russian stars, Alexander Ovechkin and Evgeny Malkin, are not going anywhere but the NHL. But they are going to pick off some players you've probably never heard of, but who are talented. But the rest of Europe, the rest of the European leagues can't compete with the NHL in any way. If you're a really, really good hockey player, you want to play with the best in the world, and that's in the NHL.
Well, Rangers fans have certainly heard of Jaromir Jagr. He'll be back in Russia this year. He's actually Czech, but he'll be playing in Russia. Real quick, how do the Rangers, Islanders, and Devils shape up this season?
The Rangers are a bit of a mystery. They had a total team makeover with Jagr leaving, Brendan Shanahan gone, Sean Avery gone. So it's really going to be a mystery. They may struggle early because they have so many new players. The Devils will be the Devils. They will be in the fight for a top playoff spot. I'm not sure that they've got the talent anymore to compete for a Stanley Cup, but they are very consistent and very dependable. And the Islanders may be one of the worst teams in the league. They are in total rebuilding mode with young players, and it does not look good for this season for them.
Well, we'll be watching, and we'll be watching how many people will be watching this season. Thanks very much, Lynn.
Thank you.
That's Lynn Zinser. She covers hockey for the New York Times. I'm Dan Blumberg. This is The Takeaway.